This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of the USA Prepares. You know, we're down to 27 milliseconds of delay, which is pretty darn good as compared with 2,500 milliseconds of delay that we had before. So it's working really well now. You know, class, the kiss of death in radio is talking about commercials. And I'm going to risk it. You know, I was listening to one of the commercials at the top of the hour break, and it was shopsupertea.com. Now, that is a great commercial, and I'll tell you why, in my opinion. It's a great commercial because it tells you who, what, when, where, why, and how much. It tells you everything you need to know. And beyond that, the announcer for that commercial used the word please. Please contact. Not call us or give us a call. He's very polite. And I think that's great. And I think that sets the standard for what commercials should be. Who, what, when, where, why, how much. Absolutely crystal clear. Within 60 seconds, the whole message is delivered. Well thought out. Well executed, well produced, well planned, and there's no financial incentive for me to say that. I just think that that is the standard by which commercial writers should set their sights. Who, what, when, where, why, how much,
and what to do.
Right, and please, and thank you. That's where it's at. And
call to action.
Yeah.
Call to action.
Right.
Yeah, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Please call this number.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like it's the last train, and you, if you don't jump on it, you're going to lose out. And they don't do that. And by the way, I placed a call a few years ago to the telephone number that was provided, and I got a chance to talk to the CEO directly. Well, my plan was, the reason I called was to say thank you for advertising on Genesis Communications Network, specifically on USA Prepares. I appreciate it, and I just wanted to let you know that I think your commercial is outstanding. That's what I did. And he was appreciative, because I don't think he gets calls like that. Who the heck calls companies and says, you know, your advertisement's wonderful, and here's why. I was not looking for anything. I just wanted to say thank you. Class, we have fallen down throughout the world. We have become meaner. We have become more me first. We have become more demanding. And in my travels, you know, when I talk to technical support people, customer service people, even if I'm in person. One last thing. Do you find that people are a little more rude, a little more aggressive, less polite, more me first? Yeah. And they're indicating that a little more? No. It's like a lot more. I was at Sam's Club yesterday on the way back from Dr. Norm Shuley's house. I wanted to pick up some provisions for the farm. And I noticed carts weren't being returned in the cart return. What's the problem? Well, you know, the store lets you use the carts. They don't charge you for it. They let you use them And wouldn't it be the nice thing to bring them back to the cart return so they don't go sailing in the wind into other vehicles that are parked on a sloping parking lot? Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do? And then the other thing is they have a cart return and it's two carts wide. So you can push your cart all the way to the end of the cart return. It's like a little corral. Push your cart to the end. And then the next person can push his cart right into your cart and it could interlock. And then the next person could push theirs in and interlock it. And then you can do it two carts wide. It's designed just for that. But do people do that? No, they just shove their cart in and let it sail in there, and wherever it lands and careens off the rails. No, that's good enough. It's ridiculous. It takes 10 more seconds at the absolute most to be polite. But yet the ugly Americans can't seem to figure that out or don't want to do it. And this is a place where you pay as much as $120 a year to be a member. They have a lower price membership as well. But you have to pay there. So you'd think there'd be a barrier to entry. You'd think that the careless, the reckless, the inconsiderate, no, they wouldn't go there, right? Because they have, it's not like you can walk in the door for free. You have to pay to go in there. And yet, the ugly Americans can't seem to be polite to each other. And, you know, I was thinking, what would I do if I owned Sam's Club? I would start out with saying, I put right on the handle of the cart, please return your cart so that we won't have to raise prices. That's what I would say. And I would have that at a sign on top of the cart return. Please return your cart so it won't be blown across the parking lot in wind and damage other cars like yours. And if that didn't work, I would do what Aldi does. And Aldi, if you want to use a cart at Aldi, you can go to the corral and get one of your carts to use. And you put a quarter in a slot to unlock the cart from all the other carts attached to it. So you put a quarter in, and then when you're done, if you want your quarter back, no problem. All you have to do is bring your cart right back to where you got it, right by the front door of the store, not across the parking lot, not in corrals, right at the front door where there's a corral, and you put your cart interlock your cart with the one in front of it, and the chain that locked your cart when you first got it will release your quarter, and you get your quarter back. And you know what? You don't see carts flying around at Aldi because people want their quarter back. They do.
That's actually true. They have the same business model here in Australia, except we don't have quarters here in Australia. We have $1 and $2 coins. So they have $1 and $2.
You know, if we had,
you can put into the cart.
If we had $1 deposits, now I know people can say, "Why is this? Vinny's lost his mind." If we had $1 deposits on plastic soda bottles and $1 deposits on aluminum soda cans, you wouldn't see an aluminum soda can flying down the road anywhere. You wouldn't see a plastic bottle flying down the road anywhere. I bet you almost every single one would be brought back to get the dollar back.
You know something, Vincent? The beverage industry in Victoria has fought tooth and nail to keep a deposit scheme away from their industry. And the government just recently has brought it in, not for private people, but for schools. So people can go and collect bottles and cans and take them to their schools. And the schools get the proceeds of the funds, which is nice, but wouldn't it be better if the government said, yeah, we're going to open the scheme up for everybody? So anybody, if you're poor, you're homeless or whatever, you just need something to eat, you can go and collect 10 or 20 soda bottles or drink cans, and you can take them to the depot in your little hamlet, and you can get a refund and, you know, go and get yourself a pie or whatever, you know. If you would have to, collect maybe, I think it's about a 10-cent deposit. So you might have to collect 50 cans to get a pie. But there's people out there would do that just to feed themselves for the day, homeless people and such like. Mm-hmm. But around here, I think the nearest can depot is in Bendigo, which is like 80 kilometres down the road. So that makes it pretty uneconomical for somebody who's, for instance, you know, on unemployment benefits or homeless or whatever, to go and do that unless they happen to live in Bendigo. And even then, Bendigo is a pretty big place. There's got 120,000 people living in there. And, you know, it might take you half an hour to drive from one side of Bendigo to the other. So that's a fair-sized town. And it's something where they need to expand this program, but the Food and Beverage Council here in Victoria has been fighting it tooth and nail. In South Australia, which is the state which is just to the west of us, they've had it for many decades, and you don't see drink cans all over the place in South Australia, and I think that they have quite an expansive one there. I think that it operates in most towns, have a depot where you can go and you can take your food and drink, your soda cans and bottles, and that they, you know, submit them for the recycling or whatever. Whether they actually get recycled or not is another matter. You know, whether the aluminium cans get turned into chemtrails, and you know, that's something that I suspect goes on. I don't have any evidence of it, but you know, maybe that's why that they've introduced it. I don't trust these people on anything. These government people are pure evil, and even something that could be good, they'll find some way to twist it into something evil. You know, it's just It's just absolutely horrible, Vincent. And, you know, I want Jesus to come back. I want him to set everything right. I pray every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, back in the 1950s, in the 1960s, I remember this as clear as day. If a person went to a soda machine, they had soda machines outside businesses. If you went to a soda machine and you bought a 10-cent bottle of Coca-Cola or 7-Up or Pepsi-Cola or RC-Cola, those were dispensed in glass bottles. And typically what was left right next to the vending machine, the soda machine outside, was a crate, a wooden crate. And you'd put if you drank your soda there, you'd put your empty bottle right there. Now, the soda manufacturers wanted that deposit. They were part of the deposit scheme to get those bottles back, because they were glass and they were reusable, and they would wash them and sterilize them and then refill them. They wanted them back. But then around the 70s, they decided plastic was the way to go and aluminum cans were the way to go. And we'll just...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. And if you'd like to see some of her work, you can type in Amazon, Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, space I-S-A-A-C-A-C. I-S-A-A-C-S. And that's her nom de plume. And that's the pen name that she uses when she is in the public world. Gwyneth, you want to talk about something that happened in New Zealand, which is absolutely outrageous. And it's just starting to make a public appearance, what has happened in New Zealand. Do you want to share that with us?
Yeah. Getting back to the topic of jibby jabs, with regards to the coronavirus jab, there was the chief administrator of the health database for New Zealand's Department of Health, okay, because New Zealand's a small country and it only has one government system. I mean, you've got municipalities, but then you've got, it's a unicameral system of government in that country. So you don't have states, you don't have a senate, you just have a national parliament, one house of parliament, and then you've got your local municipalities as well. So that's how the government's structured, and they have one police force. They have one set of bureaucracies all through the country. And they can do that because it's a relatively small country and it has a relatively low population. There might be 4 million people in the whole country. And it's out in the middle of the South Pacific. And so, no, it's pretty difficult to enter or leave New Zealand. You've got to travel over thousands of miles of ocean to get there from just about any direction. And Australia is the closest country, and I think that's about 1,500 kilometres, 13 or 1,500 kilometres away or something. So even then, it's about 1,000 miles to Australia, and that's the closest country. But anyway, the chief health administrator came forward with some information. He's the guy who's got access to the whole database, and he said that for every 100 vaccinations that he was looking at in the records, he was seeing, on average, 20 deaths. That's 20% fatality rate. So every 100 people jabbed, 20 so far were no longer drawing breath on this planet. 20. That's 20%. That's astronomical. That's absolutely, and I believe this is only just getting started because people are still dying from this damn thing. And, you know, I go through YouTube videos, I read the comments section on YouTube videos because a lot of people who really don't have any other means of sharing their knowledge with the world, they share it through YouTube comments sections and also Facebook comment sections and other such things. So I read the comments, and I remember reading this one anecdotal story in a comment section. And it was this woman, I assume it was a woman, writing about her little hamlet in New Zealand. And she said that she had 50 funerals within a two-month period in her little hamlet in New Zealand. Now, that's anecdotal. That's from a comment section on a YouTube video or some such thing. So that would be easy to dismiss, but it's probably true. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. It really does.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump sitting down with Fox News' Sean Hannity last night in Iowa for a town hall meeting. When asked if he thought Joe Biden would get the Democratic nod, he does not believe that he'll make it. And asked if he would run things like a dictator if he got back into office, he said only on the first day when he closes the border and starts drilling. The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will lie in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court on December 18th. The public can pay respects on that Monday. CVS overhauling its prescription drug pricing methodology. The drugstore chain will introduce CVS Cost Vantage, a new approach employing a formula considering the drug cost, a fee, and a predetermined markup to calculate both the drug's price and reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So, class, here's the takeaway on our thoughts on the jab. The jab is produced by people you don't know. You don't know where they are. You don't even know what country they hail from. You don't know the CEO. You don't have lunch, breakfast, or dinner with these people. The jab is hawked, promoted by people you hardly know. You might know their names, maybe. The jab is promoted by people sitting at desks in stores. You know, they set up a folding leg table with a tablecloth. They have a little banner. Get your jab here. Someone you don't know. And that person disappears, you know, after they're done setting up the table. You don't know where they hail from. You don't know their name. You know, it might say their first name on a badge. And it might even be the real first name. But you don't know their last name. You don't know who they are. So you get something injected into your skin, into your circulatory system, by somebody you don't know. You don't know what it is. Makes no sense, right? And people are getting sick, and yet they're still doing it. And according to what Gwyneth's research has showed her, that 20% of the population that received this jab have died in New Zealand. When Gwyneth told me that, my first question to Gwyneth was, what's in New Zealand? What is in New Zealand? Why do they want it? Why do they want to kill everybody in New Zealand? Gwyneth, what are your thoughts on that? Why don't you share that with our class, if you'd like to?
Yeah, I should just provide a little bit of background here. I was born in New Zealand at Rotorua. I grew up in New Zealand until the day after my 17th birthday. I emigrated to Australia. And, you know, I've been back once or twice to New Zealand for a visit, but I've always come back here to Australia, and now I have my farm here, my life here, and so on and so forth. But I know New Zealand well. And during the 1980s, the globalists began to move into New Zealand. And I was in my teens at the time, and my dad, I mentioned that my ancestors were, during the 19th century and earlier, City of London bankers. And that was my dad's family. And he noticed that this was going on. He pointed it out to me, and he said, this is bad. He said, these people are up to no good. You know, these people are evil. And my dad was a really, really godly man. He was a Catholic, and he used to study the Bible all the time, and he was very diligent with his prayers, and he wanted to lead the sort of life that would please God, if that makes sense to you, Vincent. I'm sure it does. You know, but it's he saw this sort of thing going on, and he knew that if he spoke out, it would be the kiss of death. Because when he was younger, he had spoken out about it. When he was in Geraldton, this sort of thing was going on, not vaccines, but on another issue. And they made his life a living hell, and they forced him basically to flee Geraldton, and he ended up at Rotorua in New Zealand. So Geraldton, West Australia, is a long way from Rotorua. And even then, they tried to send their minions to Rotorua to make his life hell there. These people have got a lot of power and a lot of money, and you can't hide from them anywhere. And, you know, he said, this is really bad. This is not going to go well. And they were just beginning to move in at the time, these globalists, to New Zealand. And this is the end result of it. And the reason why that they decided to move in there was because it's beautiful. It's got just about the most perfect climate that you could possibly imagine. Most of the country is Zone 8. Auckland, heading up to Auckland is Zone 9, heading further north, Zone 10, Bay of Islands. They never have frost. So it's basically a tropical climate. You can grow bananas and coconuts in the Bay of Islands. but most of the country is zone 7, zone 8 climate. So, and so they do have high mountains, they do have a snow line, but most of the country is not like that. And it rains three times a week all year round. And beautiful rivers, rainforests, just the right amount of population and clean water, clean air, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. And I believe that the reason why that they have chosen New Zealand is they like to live in a beautiful place, and they usually end up ruining those beautiful places, but they like to move in there. And this is a place that, like I say, the closest country is Australia, which is 1,000 miles away. Every other country is over 1,000 miles away from New Zealand. So it's out in the middle of the South Pacific, in the middle of nowhere, at the bottom of the world. And really, nobody outside of New Zealand cares what happens in New Zealand. I mean, you know, it's hardly the center of the universe. And they think that they can do what they've done well, please there, and nobody's going to take any notice. And I believe that's why so many really, really high-level globalist banksters and gangsters have moved in there. So basically they want to turn it into a larger version of Little St. James Island. And the local population are getting in the way, especially the Maoris. Especially the Maoris, because the Maoris are not inclined to bow the knee to anyone. And they are a very warlike people, and they do not forget, ever. And I believe that this is the reason why that they have been singled out for extermination by the globalists. And actually, the New Zealand Maoris, about 800 years ago, descended from the Hawaiians. But they came from Hawaii about 800 years ago, and the globalists moved into Hawaii and are facing the same problems with the Hawaiians as what the New Zealand globalists are facing with the New Zealand Maoris in New Zealand. And it's for the same reason. It's the same nation, and it's the same, I mean, the Maori, the New Zealand Maori and the Hawaiian Maoris are very closely related to each other. They speak the same language. They have a very similar culture. And they're not inclined to bow the knee. And they have a very honest streak in their culture. And, of course, you get bad people. And the globalists seek out these bad Maoris and put them in positions of high political power. And I noticed on a YouTube video, they had a spokesperson for the New Zealand Department of Health, and she was this Maori woman. And I know that she was a puppet, and they put her as a blackface to suck all of the rest of the Maoris in to say, oh, yeah, it's okay, come on. I'm one of you, so go and get the jab. But that's called a Judas goat. That's the goat that you train to lead all of the other goats or sheep into the 18-wheeler trailer so that they can go to the meatworks. And that's what this woman is. She was being used, and it made me so angry just looking at her, you know. But the good thing is that a lot of the Maori are quite intelligent, quite spiritually perceptive people. And I don't believe that a lot of them are going to fall for it. I think that they are very aware of how these political machinations go on. But it's the Pākehā, it's the white people are getting killed as well. Pākehā is the Maori word for white people. It's the white people are getting killed, and it's the Maoris. but it seems to hit the Maoris especially hard, and it seems to hit Native Americans especially hard, North American Indians, South American Indians, Central American Indians. It seems to hit them especially hard, and it's an absolute tragedy, you know, and it is form genocide, but it's hitting the white people too. And nobody should get these injections. Nobody. I'm so glad that this whole story has blown sky high in the international media. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, that man that released those documents. Thank you. I so much appreciate it. Your award will be great in heaven, Mr. Whoever you are. I can't remember your name, but you've done the right thing. And I was listening to somebody else on another broadcast, and they were talking about how they have friends who are doctors, and this doctor said, this was a separate doctor, and he was saying that he couldn't sleep at night and he didn't know what to do, and he asked a friend of his what he should do. And his friend said, don't give any more jabs and speak out if you can. And he stopped giving the jabs and he began speaking out in his own little medical community. And I think he got the sack, but he said something like, I can sleep at night. You know, it's your soul that's on the line. I'm speaking to all the medical people and all the nurses. They want your soul. They want all of our souls, but they especially want the souls of the priests, the medical people, the police, the teachers, and every other, and the judges, and the lawyers, and the bankers, and all that. They want these souls in particular, because these souls are the souls that can most easily influence other souls and bring society down. And you have to realize, you're not a physical being. You're a spiritual being having a physical experience. And I want everybody, and your soul, your spirit is the most important thing in the whole world to you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs?
truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, in class, I was, as you know, I spent some time with Dr. Shuley and Lou Cassidy yesterday. And one of the things that it runs through pretty much everything that Dr. Shuley says is, first, do no harm. Now, he doesn't exactly say it that way, but he'll say, this is safe. That is somewhat equivalent, in my world, to first do no harm, which is part of the Hippocratic Oath that doctors are encouraged to take. So how do we get from the point where we have a Dr. Shuley who doesn't want to hurt you, wants to make sure that what you do is safe, and recommends things that are safe, unless there are extreme circumstances where something outside of being safe is required to save a life. Dr. Shuley wants to do what's safe first and foremost. And yet we have doctors who are willing to do things that they know are questionable. They know are unsafe. What happened to the Hippocratic Oath with first, do no harm? And if you think about it, that has been thrown by the wayside by school systems, you know, with this transgender thing. The governor of California said, y'all are going to be selling toys that are for the LGBTQRSTUV group, or you're going to get a fine. You can't sell just boy toys separate from girl toys. So there can't be toys that are designed for boys. Like every boy wants a Remco toy, and so do girls. You know, those were educational kits. And that makes sense. But we're talking about clothing and colors and, you know, Barbie dolls and things like that that really are for girls. The governor of California is doing everything he can to make sure your children are confused and destroy their lives in the long run, in my opinion. Everything's broken. Everything is broken. And I have a feeling if Donald Trump is selected and allowed to be president of the United States in 2024, his first day is going to be real busy. I believe there are going to be pink slips flying. You're going to want to buy stock in pink. And as Bert says, orange, you know, the jumpsuit color of prisoners. Because I have a feeling that if he gets his way, there are a lot of people going to prison. And a lot of people are going to be fired. And maybe, just maybe, if he survives all this, the country will be turned around. But then again, he does some stupid things. Like, he's in favor of flying cars. At least the media says so. What a dumb idea that is, flying cars. I don't know if it's true, but that was reported in the news. The mainstream media. Gwyneth, in the remaining moments of today's class, what would you like to talk about?
Yeah, Donald Trump, he still hasn't backed down about the vaccine. And he could have arrested Hillary and put her in an orange jumpsuit. But you know, one of the first things he did in his acceptance speech when he was president the first time was said what a wonderful woman she was. You know, and when I heard that, I went, oh, you. And I wouldn't trust any of them, hardly, as far as I could throw them. But mostly, unfortunately, in it, I really hope that he sends those pink slips and orange jumpsuits flying in every direction. I really hope he does.
Yeah.
I'm not holding my breath for it.
Right, and it was just reported this morning that RFK Jr., who's running for president as well, took a couple flights on the Lolita Express, Jeffrey Epstein's airline. Oh, yeah. He was reported as fossil hunting. I didn't know they were called fossils. I thought they were young girls.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're good into kidnapping grandmas or something.
Well, these are just a little bit of, and me too. Just a little bit
just,
of humor.
Just a bit
but really, they're all in on this. There's nobody that I would say, yay, we've got a good guy or a good gal as president. Everybody that's a possibility is compromised at some level. And why would Donald Trump say that Hillary was okay after calling her Crooked Hillary for so long? I don't know. These guys have figurative guns pointed to each other's heads. Sure sounds like it, doesn't it? Sounds like they're all bribed and they're all blackmailed. All of them. They all have skeletons in the closets. All of them. There's nobody that I would trust as president. Nobody. And maybe that's what we should have. Maybe we should have nobody for president. And nobody for Congress. And nobody for Senate.
We all just got to look after ourselves.
Right. Right.
And that's real life.
That's above all honesty and integrity. What happens next
life
is up
can
to
be
you.
Full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.